Welcome to the Banner of Truth broadcast. The following program of inspiration is brought to you by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. You can find one or more Free Reformed Churches in this station's listening area. And now, the Banner of Truth with Pastor Hans Overdoon, the minister of the Calgary Free Reformed Church.
Dear friends, today of all Sundays, in an extra special way, yes, this Easter Sunday, again we commemorate and celebrate the most amazing, glorious, and wonderful gospel truth, that Jesus lives. The wonderful gospel reality is that the same Jesus who suffered and died on the cross 3 days later arose from the grave, even as he said he would. What I want to focus on today with you is a glorious statement of the risen Savior, as we find that in Revelation 21 verse 5. We read there that Jesus Christ, as risen and ascended Savior, states among other things, "Behold, I make all things new." The whole verse reads, "And he," Jesus the Savior, "that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." So writes John in Revelation 21 verse 5. This Easter Sunday, let's hear this gospel from the risen Savior of sinners. "Behold, I make all things new." Will you consider this with me further as a matter of proclamation, fascination, anticipation, participation, and exaltation? "Behold, I make all things new." This is what needs to be proclaimed about Jesus the Savior, for this is what he is mostly and especially and all about in his work as Savior. There are two words in the Greek for new. And one refers to new in reference to time, as that which has recently come into existence. It is the word that would be used when we start a new day or a new week. This is a new day following yesterday. But then there is another word for new which refers to a quality change, something the same but yet so different, so transformed, something that replaces what was before, that which had become worn out, faded, spoiled, marred through age. The Bible uses this other word when it speaks of new wineskins as opposed to the old, Matthew 11:17, and the new teaching, Mark 1:26, that Jesus the Savior brought, and the new covenant and New Testament age he ushered in. When Jesus says, "Behold, I make all things new," we are talking about new in the sense of the qualitatively better, the wholly transformed new. In and through the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Bible tells of the new man, the new creation, the new name, the new song, the new Jerusalem, a new heaven and a new earth, and a new spirit. In Romans 6 verse 4, Paul testifies of how through the crucified and risen Savior, in union with him, we may find and are called to walk in newness of life. "Behold, I make all things new." This is what Jesus does in his gospel work and ministry as Savior of sinners. Oh, this is a matter of proclamation. What do I mean? Well, going to the first book of the Bible, from the first chapters in Genesis, we know in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it, climaxing his handiwork with the creation of man, with our first parents, Adam and Eve. And as we can read, how beautiful, how perfect, how complete, how promising God made everything in the beginning. There was not a single fault or flaw to be found in anything or with those first people whom God made. But then Satan came. He came on the scene, and the sad true account is given of how Adam and Eve wrongly and wickedly fall for the devil's sly words. And not listening to God's holy word, the result became instantly, as God had also forewarned, the curse of sin and death and divine eternal judgment. This world with the fall of sin with Adam and Eve's rebellion against God, this world then came into darkness and hopelessness. And the greatest tragedy of all is that sinful mankind of himself can never ever come out of his corruption and fall and the just and eternal condemnation before God that we deserve. How this world today is filled with the misery of sin and the agony of death and the hopelessness of life left to ourselves. And nothing man can do, whatever is attempted and tried, can deliver us from our sinful dilemma and that gaping emptiness of life. The natural man is even blind to his need on his own and gropes around in darkness with all kinds of artificial light that just doesn't keep shining for long and ends up leaving us in the darkness still after all. Blackness of darkness, like being in a cave with no light, eternal darkness is fallen man's natural condition and plight. But God, yes, this is the gospel, dear friends, but God didn't leave us in our plight. Indeed, the day man fell, if you know Genesis 3, then God pursued fallen man and came with judgment, yes, but also with mercy. Mercy abundant, in fact, for God declared he would send a Savior for fallen man, one who could and would save his people from their sins. The promised seed of the woman who would crush the head of Satan and who would bring hope into this hopeless world again. He would be born. In the fullness of time, we know he was born, and his name is Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ our Lord. This Jesus came to be the one mediator between God and man, the sole Savior of sinners, indeed. Through his life and his death on sinners' behalf, bearing the judgment of sin in their place, and through his resurrection from the dead, totally triumphing over Satan, sin, death, and hell, this Savior now ever lives as triumphant, gracious, reliable Savior of sinners. He has risen as the one and only Savior of sinners, fully equipped with gifts of total salvation for body and soul, in life and death, for now and forever, for all his people, as many as trust and follow him. Oh yes, Jesus' resurrection from the dead is truly and eternally so significant, dear friends. You can't ignore the gospel of Jesus Christ, for he arose from the dead, and he lives triumphantly to save sinners. He lives as King and Lord over all. Jesus lives salvation blessings to give. And now this is his message, which you and I today again may hear proclaimed, and which we are called to believe in and rejoice in, and tell also to the whole world. Jesus Christ is the living Savior and Lord over all. He arose from the dead, triumphant. Behold, I make all things new, he says. As we are by nature, you and I are in real trouble. We live in a sinful and a strange relationship with God and of ourselves time and again. We choose godless and selfish worldly ways rather than God-honoring and God-glorifying ways. You and I are guilty before God of sin and sinfulness every day in our thoughts, words, and deeds. You know that's true, don't you? This is a solemn fact we each need to realize and become more and more convicted and convinced about personally. Why? Because that is what leads truly to look to the Savior when the Holy Spirit blesses that conviction, and it brings us to prize the Lord Jesus as the risen Savior of sinners we so need. For the gospel message and the gospel invitation and command is to take all the matters of life, whatever they be, wherever you are at in life, and to bring it to Jesus, to bring it all to Jesus, the living Savior. Come to him who declares and proclaims, what? Behold, I make all things new. Will you come to him today with your sinfulness and brokenness and deadness and wickedness and pray, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner too? For Jesus' sake I pray. Through Jesus comes great transformation of life, so that by grace alone, through faith alone, you are given a new foundation for life. Through Jesus we come into a new way of life, justified freely, not by our works, but by faith in Him and His once-for-all sacrifice. Through Jesus we enter also into a new relationship with God, no longer as strangers and alienated from God, but by grace through faith in Christ, we become children of God and heirs of eternal life, co-heirs with Christ Jesus. Jesus leads His own into newness in life, always having God triune with us and for us and above us and behind us and in us and always there to guide us and to help us, to guard us and to comfort us and to bless us and to make us a blessing too. Oh, through Jesus the Savior and trusting Him, you and I may have a new perspective on life so that everything becomes meaningful and there is a purpose for all and in and with all things that happen. We have a new future too for God's promise when we are in Christ. For God's promise is that one day this old world will be no more and there will be a new heaven and earth where for God's people all will be glory. In that new world to come, there will be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, and no more sin and evil, ever, or any bad day, or any time. For the former things have passed away. And behold, this is the good news, a matter of proclamation indeed. He, Jesus, makes all things new. Do you know this about Jesus too? That He makes all things new. Do you so trust Jesus for this as well, and so love Him because of this good news? Do you take any problem of yours, that hardship you are enduring, whatever it is, that sinfulness you have to struggle with still, that grief you bear, those difficult circumstances you are in one way or another, that pain you have, that disappointment you suffer, that old age you are in, that sadness you endure, those shortcomings that so convict you often, do you bring it all to Jesus, who says, "Behold, I make all things new"? Oh, that all also listening now would know and believe this gospel proclamation. Yes, for you soon find out then, this is truly a matter of such fascination too. Our second point. What do I mean with this? Well, just think of all the truth about Jesus making all things new. Oh, it's fascinating how surely this is the case. Notice how assuredly the text says that it is so. What does the text say? "And He that sat upon the throne." Yes, Jesus, the crucified and risen, exalted Savior. He is the one who says, "Behold, I make all things new." Oh, if others would say this, you can ignore it. But not when Jesus Christ says this. He speaks here as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the God of all glory, seated at God's right hand. Did He not say as resurrected Savior in Matthew 28 verse 18, "All authority," and you could translate "all power," "is given to Me in heaven and on earth." Jesus reigns supreme. And there is no case of oldness or brokenness or sinfulness or sickness or hopelessness that His "Behold, I make all things new" can't and won't apply when bringing it to Jesus. Notice how reliable this word is. John gets told specifically even, "Write this down and record it for all to read, for all people in all ages. Behold, I make all things new." Write it down as part of the holy, inspired, infallible Bible, for these words are true and faithful. You can count on it more than you can count on anything else in this whole wide world. Here is a statement that is fascinating too, for it is so complete and far-reaching in the simple, short way it is stated. "Behold, I make all things new." As one put it, quote, "What a range of creating power you find here. Nothing stands outside of that all-surrounding circle." He makes all things, not just some things, but all things new. That's what the text says. All things wonderfully new. And not just in terms of here and now, but ultimately in eternity forever. Oh, the scope of the new world, that endless age to come, and the grandness and the glory of the new heaven and earth that Jesus will bring His people into. Who can tell? It will be breathlessly beautiful and endlessly wonderful and forever enjoyable beyond all description. It is fascinating just to think about it, how He will make all things new. And what is so very fascinating too is how free this newness of life now and forever is that Jesus brings and gives. Our text doesn't say that explicitly, but you find it all through the Bible and in the last chapters of Revelation as well. How we may be given this newness of life and this hope and relationship and future all new, freely and fully, all for Jesus' sake alone. It's not a gift to be purchased, but to be received. For Christ purchased it, and He doesn't sell it, but only gives it to whoever comes to Him and calls upon Him. The Lord is rich to all who call upon Him, and we may receive out of His fullness grace for grace. That is the gospel. No matter how undeserving of yourself, how poor in yourself, how sinful by yourself, how only worthy of eternal condemnation and death you and I may be in of ourselves, yet through Jesus and trusting Him, all things are made new. For whoever repents of sin, yes, and believes on Him. This truth is a matter of fascination, that behold, Jesus makes all things new. Are you trusting Him? So often for us, if we get something new here in this life, like some new toy or a new car or a new computer, we can be fascinated with it for a while. But the newness of it is quite short-lived, usually. But I tell you, as ambassador of Christ, there is reason for endless fascination for what Christ works when He makes all things new. It is all ever just so amazing, so astonishing, so profound, so complete, so magnificent, so inexpressibly great, what God triune accomplishes in and through Christ Jesus, the crucified and risen, exalted Savior. The gospel truth is, never do true Christians outlive reasons for constant, holy, happy fascination with the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him who makes all things new for us. This Easter Sunday, do you so know and glory in Jesus, the resurrected Savior of sinners, who still truthfully declares, "Behold, I make all things new." This gospel truth is not only a matter of proclamation and fascination, but a matter of anticipation too, our third point. A matter of anticipation, and I mean here, living still in our sinful world, filled with so much misery. Doesn't that make you long, too, with anticipation for that final day when all things will finally and perfectly be made new for God's people? Oh, how much evil and brokenness and trouble and hurt and need there is, not just in the world, but even also in the Christian church and in our own lives yet. Each one of us. In the time of the book of Revelation, the Christian church was suffering much from persecution and trials of all kinds. But the book of Revelation was also written to lift up the believers' eyes and hopes to a better day, a new day, a grand eternal hope that the Lord Jesus promises. Do you see with me how Revelation 21 verse 5 helps to give anticipation for that glorious reality and eternal future that Jesus gives and will give for all who trust and follow Him? Do not despair, struggling one. Do not faint, suffering ones. Do not give up, hurting ones. For God as your refuge and strength is true and faithful, and a new day is coming. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. As the Bible teaches us, here we have no continuing city, but there is a city to come, which has foundations eternal and enjoyments unending. It is that city we read of in Revelation 22. It's a city with a pure river of water of life, always running through it, and ever bearing lush fruit trees, yielding fruits forever for us to enjoy. Oh, concerning the full scope of the new world, the best to say in joyful anticipation of it is what we read in Scripture. Eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love Him, for them that trust and follow Jesus as their only Savior and Lord. Behold, I make all things new. Are you trusting Jesus Christ, the resurrected Savior, and this His sure gospel word, dear friends? Here it is important that I also press home the gospel truth that this great Savior, Jesus Christ, who comes with endless renewing powers, able to make all things new, calls us all to trust and believe in Him and follow after Him. No one who lives in defiance of this Jesus or in indifference towards Him, remaining unbelieving and unconverted, will benefit of the newness of life that Jesus brings and gives. You need to realize this. It is most urgent, therefore, that you come to Jesus and personally call upon Him to be your Savior and Lord. Our text passage warns very clearly that those who will not entrust themselves to this Jesus, but continue on in their sinful ways, are and remain without hope. Then you face a future that is dark and dismal, with no hope of deliverance from sin, Satan, death, and hell forevermore. This is where my next main point comes in, namely how our text needs to be a matter of participation for each one of us. Do you personally participate in truly looking to Jesus and calling upon Him and following after Him? Do you desire to be among the true people of God in spirit and in truth? If you will not participate in the way of true religion, in relationship with the Lord, but only live for this world and go through just some external motions and superficial ceremonies of religion without Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, then you are really lost and unsaved still. Without faith in Jesus Christ and repentance from sin and a pursuit after holiness, you are not truly saved, not according to the Bible. And not being truly saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ only, means a bright new day, especially eternally, is not your future then, but instead only a black, dark, eternal doom and gloom. Jesus came to pay the punishment for sin, to suffer the hell we deserve. But if you won't be joined to Him in truth, then you will have to pay your own just and eternal punishment for sin, something which you or I can never do, resulting in hell everlasting then. How terrible that is. Therefore I pray, don't stall or delay to come to Jesus, the Savior of sinners, who makes all things new. He calls to all. He calls to you now. Just listen to His behold. Behold. Pay attention to Him. Be drawn to Him. And whatever your inabilities and impossibilities and unfitness, come to Him today before the trumpet sounds suddenly and Christ returns on the clouds of heaven and the day of grace is forever over. Or He may call you from this life suddenly. Are you prepared to meet with the Lord? Be not deceived if you will not participate in the things of God here and now, looking to Jesus in true faith. You won't in the future then either belong to Christ and be going to heaven. No, you need to be serious about this, more serious than anything else in life. How sad that all too many people madly pursue so much that is trivial and passing and despise treasures for body and soul, for now and for eternity, that are for real and that never pass away, and that are all for free for us. Things new and wonderful from Christ. How sad that today in the Western world increasingly Easter Bunny is celebrated more than the one and only Savior of sinners. Oh, today is the day of salvation still. This hour, even this moment, Jesus can make all things new for you too in your life, changing your status, your relationship, your condition, your outlook, your interests, your future. This is the gospel truth of the resurrected Savior, and He wants the whole world to know this and His people to be comforted and motivated by this. Behold, I make all things new. It is really radically, richly true, dear friends, and no sinner who comes to him will find it not so. Listen to Paul's words here in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 and 20. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you, we implore you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Will you listen to this gospel call? Oh, let Revelation 21 verse 5, this Easter Sunday, be truly a matter of proclamation for you, and fascination, and anticipation, and participation, initially by grace, and constantly by grace, and eternally by grace, through faith in Christ. Behold, I make all things new. When you know that God in Christ Jesus does this superb renewing work for us, and in us, and with us, and by us, both for this life and for the life to come, and all for Jesus' sake alone, in and through him, the once crucified and now risen Savior, that becomes a matter of such exaltation for you. Our last point. Then you know, never in this life or the next can we thank and praise the Lord enough and exalt him for all his countless blessings to us in Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners, undeserving sinners like us. Worthy is the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ the Lord, to receive endless praise and glory for his great salvation, so rich and so free. Even so shall you and I live and praise the Lord and encourage each other to do so truly and more and more. Listen to what the Savior says, the risen Savior. Behold, I make all things new. Knowing this as a matter of divine proclamation and true fascination and real anticipation and personal participation is what results in exaltation to the Lord by God's grace. That is exaltation in us and from us through his word and spirit. Even so, Lord, prosper this gospel message to each and all today for Jesus' sake and to the praise of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Lord, thanks for Easter Sunday and the fact that Jesus arose as he said and that his mission is, behold, I make all things new. Hallelujah. Amen. Dear friends, this radio broadcast is not meant as a substitute for worshiping in a faithful Bible-believing church. If you are not currently worshiping in such a church, you are most welcome to come to our services. To learn about the Free Reformed Churches in your area, check our website at www.frcna.org. Again, www.frcna.org. If you have been blessed by this message, or you would like a free copy of today's broadcast, you can write to The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. That's The Banner of Truth, 680 Brook Park Drive, Southwest, Calgary, Alberta, T2W2R1. We are always glad to hear from our listeners. And now, until next week, the Lord be with you all.
For more information about the Banner of Truth and the Free Reformed Churches of North America, visit our website at www.frcna.org. These radio messages are also being posted on the internet and can be downloaded for free. Visit www.sermonaudio.com and search on the Banner of Truth. Please join us again next week for the Banner of Truth broadcast.